This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm H. McGrahita.
The third ever Artisphere is approaching. Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications, Walton Arts Center, is back with us today. This is the third year for Artisphere.
Correct.
Do you really now have, not that you didn't have an idea of what it was, but is there something different about the third year than the first or second?
I think so. I think we feel, you know, Artisphere in its first year sort of, it was a trial run. It was, okay, we're going to do this. Let's hope we can pull it off. And we did, and it was fantastic. But it was sort of like the train had left the station and we were chasing after it.
Mm-hmm.
then last year, the second year, we maybe had our fingers on the end of the train. You know, we knew a little more. We had planned a little better. But last year was the first year we introduced the Festival Orchestra,
right,
which was a major project. And it couldn't have been more successful. So this year I feel like we're a little more solid. We've planned ahead a little bit more. We know the lineup earlier. And we're ready to go.
And the orchestra will be back.
Yes, it will. We're very excited for that. It'll actually be Artisphere sort of, for those of you who don't know, Artisphere is an arts and nature festival that also has a strong theme of sustainability. And we're one of the only, if not the only, festival in the country that explores how art, nature, and sustainability work together. This year, we have two sections. We have a May portion of the Artisphere programming, and we have a June portion.
Okay.
And the orchestra will be our feature during the June programming. But it's a great, it's this wonderful mix of, you know, all different kinds of art forms, all tied into a discussion about nature and sustainability and living in the world. So it's really fantastic.
Tickets are on sale.
They are. They went on sale last week. The good thing, though, about Artisphere is that most of Artisphere is free.
Mm-hmm.
And many events you don't even need a ticket. But there are some events that I would recommend you get tickets for, and we can quickly go through those if you'd like.
Let's go over some highlights.
Does that work? Okay.
Yeah.
So the kickoff for the festival is May 3rd. That's the first Thursday of May. There will be activities going on with First Thursday up in the Fayetteville Square. We'll be up there with a booth and some stuff going on. And then we'll also have things happening down at Walton Arts Center. We'll be opening a new gallery exhibition called Structuring Nature. That is about artists, and it's featuring artists who sort of explore man's interaction with structure and nature.
Mm-hmm.
So structuring nature. So that will open on the 3rd, and then we will have live music at that reception with a Canadian fiddler virtuoso named April Virch, who is fantastic. And we will have the big news that night is we will have Michael Pollan, who is the author of Food Rules and In Defense of Food and The Omnivore's Dilemma. He will be a featured lecturer that night. So that's a pretty big deal. We're very excited for that. That is, and of those three things I just described, the only thing you need a ticket for is Michael Pollan.
Okay.
So you can get those tickets right now. That same weekend, we will have all kinds of things going on. It's sort of our kickoff weekend. We'll be up at First Friday.
I was
going to
say, okay.
We'll have two bands up there. We'll have April Virch up there, and then we'll also have a group called Daily and Vincent, who will be performing up there as part of First Friday. That First Friday is called Arts and Nature, so
there you go.
Funny how that happened.
Yeah.
That's Friday the 4th. And then on the 5th and the 6th, one of the signature events of Artisphere that has been with us since the very beginning is the Trail Mix Concert Tour. For the last 2 years, it's been along the Lake Fayetteville trails.
You walk a half mile or mile or so, and there's a band.
There's a band. Actually, you could do 2 miles, and you could see as many as five stages. And it's just been fantastic. It's you get to hear this music in an environment that you would never hear otherwise. So we're bringing that back again this year, and we're actually expanding it, which this is one of my favorite things about this year's Artisphere, is we're going to do it in Fayetteville, and we're also going to do it in Bentonville.
Oh, very cool.
Are you
going to
do it on the Crystal Bridges?
On the Crystal Bridges trails, yeah. So on the 5th, which is Saturday, we'll be out on the Crystal Bridges trails, and then on the 6th, which is Sunday, we'll be in Fayetteville on the Fayetteville trails, and then we'll finish up with a free family concert at the Botanical Gardens after Trail Mix on the 6th.
Wow.
So
all
days, kinds
you
can
of go
things.
To both.
Yeah, you could do it all. The following weekend, we will have Diavolo Dance Theater here doing a piece, and they it's called Fearful Symmetries. They're pretty cool and weird.
Don't they like dance on walls
and
things?
They do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ithy and I were looking at that picture at the Walnut Center trying to figure out what was happening.
Well, they one of the reasons we love having them as part of Artisphere is this year's Artisphere each year has a loose theme. This year's theme is this concept of sticks and stones, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. basically is how do we as humans, for lack of a better term, how do we interact with nature in our structures, in the things we build? And Fearful Symmetries is all about that. It's about how these dancers interact with these built structures. So pretty excited for that. Around the same time, we will welcome Patrick Doherty here, who I can't believe we're going to have this project. We've been planning this project for 3 years. Patrick is a stickwork artist. Mm-hmm. He builds giant sculptures out of sticks. He harvests them from the local forests, and then he builds these massive structures.
It's amazing what he's done.
It's amazing.
There's a really cool one he did in Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
And
He's done them all over the United States. I believe he's done some in Europe. And they're very different. He'll do some in the middle of a cornfield, mm-hmm. and then he'll do some on urban structures. And ours is going to be right in front of Tyson Plaza. So this will happen over the course of about 3 weeks where he'll build this. He'll have a group of maybe 10 to 20 local volunteers who work with him through the whole thing. And so you'll just be able to watch this grow on our plaza, and then it will stay up hopefully at least a year, maybe a little longer, until it needs to come down. So it's a real honor to have him. Lots of other things going on in May. We've got some theater with the Artist Laboratory Theater. We've got some children's theater, a show on May 19th called We Built This City, where we will have probably 1,000 cardboard boxes on our stage, and kids will be able to come in, and with music and guidance from a DJ and from a sort of narrator, they will build a city out of these cardboard boxes, and then they'll knock it down. And their parents can come too, and it's really...
Does a kid need a chaperone? I'll go.
I knew when I heard this.
Well, I'm all over this.
Well, yeah. The good news about this is if you can find a kid, it's $5 for the kid, and the adults are free.
So I may borrow one
you
of
may
my
have to
friends,
borrow someone's kid.
Child. Yes.
Most definitely. And then in June, we will bring in the Festival Orchestra, and we will bring back the chamber music series in the
good.
Chapels, which everyone loves. We'll bring small ensembles to
into Thorncrown too. I mean, if you're going to have a series that's about how structure, how we, you've got to have something in Thorncrown.
Absolutely.
That's yeah.
The plan is to be in Thorncrown, Cooper Chapel in Bella Vista, mm-hmm. and here at St. Paul's in Fayetteville. And what's great about this year is the musicians who are part of that chamber series are also the musicians who are part of the Artisphere Festival Orchestra, and the Festival Orchestra. It's such a monumental undertaking. I can't even really get my head around it. It's 80 of the best young musicians from the best music schools around the country, many of whom are playing first chair, mm-hmm. principal chairs in major orchestras like the New World and Philadelphia and St. Louis and all of these. They all come together for about 2 weeks, and they do a residency here. They basically live on Mount Sequoia mm-hmm. for these 2 weeks. They practice like crazy. They do all kinds of performances, you know, little things out in – they're going to be at the farmers markets. They're going to be in – we're going to – hopefully you're going to see them in places you don't usually see musicians. But then they're also – some of them are going to do these chamber concerts.
This is going to be fun.
It's mm-hmm. going to be fantastic. The orchestra is going to play in Siloam Springs this year
oh,
for
great.
The first time. Very excited about that. It'll be in Barrie at the Barrie Arts Center.
Is that on the JBU campus?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Perfect.
And then we'll have a concert with the orchestra here as part of the 10x10 art series. And then we will actually end the whole Artisphere Festival with a major reception and party and orchestra concert at the, I think it's the 22nd of June.
You can go to waltonartscenter.org, but there's also a separate Artisphere.
Yes, artistspherefestival.org right now has the full listing of what's available. It has our preview video that's showing in the Malco Theaters right now, which is very fun for us. And it has information about all the different artists and the schedules of what they're going to be here. We also are going to be having all kinds of partnerships with our local restaurants. They're going to be offering special Artisphere drinks and farm-to-table events and all kinds of wonderful things. So it's all there. It's artistspherefestival.org, but you can also get to it by waltonartscenter.org, and you can also call the box office, 443-5600. They have all the info.
Thanks, Joey.
Thank you.